This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. Salute to everybody that's listening to the show on the Odyssey app. We got people on the YouTube and Twitch chats. Salute to y'all. Salute to everybody on the iHeartRadio app. Yep, we over there too. And salute to...
What are you shaking your head at?
I'm listening.
He's giving salutes.
I'm listening. Yeah. I'm listening.
And then salute to everybody that's listening the old school way. Okay. On the AM stations.
Good.
I've actually had to turn to the AM stick myself. I'm in a rental car right now, and I didn't realize it didn't have the HD radio, and I was like, oh, okay. AM got, they going to hold me down. I appreciate the AM as well.
Yeah, salute to all the people listening on the AM station, which I was yesterday. I was on my way home, and I turned it on the drive with Sterner and Hughley. And it kind of got a little crazy, man. So here is Clint, Ron, and T-Mill on the drive yesterday. And they brought up Nick Russo.
Okay.
And now for a little backstory, I want to paint the picture right. So y'all are in the studio together.
Correct.
And it's a nice little glass window right there.
Yeah.
Where you see people walking by all the time. Sometimes I feel like
we're animals in a zoo.
Yep. Sometimes they tap on the glass and wave and we have no idea who that is.
That's right.
So a lot of that's going on. And apparently Nick Russo was sprinting down the hallway for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. And here was the reaction from Ron seeing Nick Russo running down the hall.
My God, what in the hell got into Nick Russo?
Jesus. Must have been up against that clock, baby. Oh, the old bull down there. He must have been up against that clock.
Oh, was he moving quick? Oh, my God. He ran through like he had to pee, boy.
Pulled a hammy.
Is there something to the, hey, man, your bladder can feel you closer, getting closer to the toilet, and you have to go more once you get closer to the toilet? It is
maybe
weird. When I got to pee really bad, like I just had to in this break, and I was good. But it was like my bladder felt and knew that the toilet was within distance, and I almost didn't make it. Most of the time, it happens the closer I get to it.
It's like prairie dogging, too.
I'm not going to lie to you. I remember, boy, I got off.
Turtle head.
I got off in the at the airport in Atlanta, and I had to pinch it before I got to it.
Almighty.
I had to reach in there and pinch it. It was about to come out.
Oh, pinching your piece. I had to pinch one off.
No, I had to. Yeah, I had to pinch. I've had to pinch before I got there, and I almost had maybe shot at a fella, but I made it there.
I'm in the car like, what is going on? And this is all Nick Russo's fault for sprinting down the hallway. He probably wasn't even going to the bathroom.
There's no way he was, because one thing that we be forgetting is we talk all the time. On the music stations, all you got to do is play a song.
Put a long song on.
And then you good.
Man, maybe the station was off the air or something, and he had to hurry up and run and put one of the pots up or something like that. But that wasn't all, man. That wasn't all.
There's more?
They kept going. And by the way, this this whole conversation was about, they spent 6 minutes talking about this. But here's where it got to get crazy. And this is where my wife kind of stepped in.
I know y'all find this hard to believe, but right along the lines of my running out of gas, I push the limits on the old bowel movements.
Oh, God.
What?
Nicholas is the king.
I don't play bingo with my draws, but nothing like that. But I do.
Well, I don't anymore after I've told that story. That time I got cavalier with that fart in the press box.
That'll do it.
Had to throw them draws in the trash.
I mean, I actually decided to risk it the other day, boys. I bought me a pair of white underwear.
Oh, God. No, you did. You got some white draws?
I got some white one pair.
You didn't get no bikini draws like John McClane, did you?
Same Nikes. Same Nikes that I always get. I just accidentally picked up a pack that had, instead of all blacks, it was a black pair, a gray pair, and a white pair. Man. First time, I was clear. First time, no nut. I was good. I mean, I was proud of myself. I told my wife about it. I was like, babe, this is good stuff.
Oh, my God.
The second time, boys, it was not the cramps. It was the old... evening an itch. I reached around there and got it, had a nice little itch going on, scratched. And
that happens.
I said, boy, them white draws got me. Yeah. I had to go right back to now I'm super selective when I'm wearing my white ones.
Yeah,
old skin mark Stern.
Hey, I almost got real nasty. I'm laughing so hard because I almost got real nasty with you two idiots today. I set out and took my morning dump this morning.
What's going on?
And I put up and them draws down, and I'm at the house. I'm go down to the angle.
You just fix take a picture.
Hey, Doc, I had these blue Hanes, these light Carolina blue Hanes. I looked down, baby, it was a hole. That big. Oh,
God. That's actually the least surprising.
It's a patchwork.
As big as a damn softball. I almost pulled my phone out and took a picture.
What? They were going on for about 6 to 8 minutes talking about dumps and all that type of stuff.
I feel like some of this with Sterner is, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you've actually had children. I have not, although my little brothers, I was older while they were really young, so I got a little bit of this effect, but not to the same degree. I feel like when you're around that time where kids are dealing with a lot of that stuff, it makes you a little bit more loose talking about. Well, that's not what I was. You know what? I'm just going to stop.
Yes, I see what you did.
I'm just going to stop there.
Yes, but that show.
They are very obsessed with poop.
What is the percentage of bodily function discussions that they have versus the entirety of the rest of the station?
Hell, the rest of the company.
Like the percentage. The rest of the
company. I put that against everybody on the floor.
They got to be at 175% compared to the other shows. Let's on say, the station. So 175.
So 100 like, to 1? For every one that the rest of the station has about bodily functions like that particular, versus them, is it 100 to 1?
Ooh.
50?
Maybe if we're talking about like individual moments. Like this, I mean, they got a good 50 in right there. Yeah. It felt like.
Hey, they're comfortable with each other.
100%.
Yeah, so I was sitting here, I was chopping this audio up this morning to try to make it, short enough. I don't think nobody want to hear the whole 6 minutes of this.
That wasn't the 6 minutes?
No, that was not the 6 minutes.
Man,
no.
It felt like it.
Nah, but they, my wife was sitting there, her jaw hit the ground.
I guess so.
Like, are they really talking about
that's
this?
That's right.
To the point, I think she told me, I don't even know if I can look at them the same now.
Well, the one part that got me is that my guy Clint said he got a scratch, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, hey,
it's
bro.
Over. It's over.
Do I need to get you a bidet? They're like, we need to clean up a little bit better, big dog. Like, that shouldn't be a concern.
Yeah, so I was like, damn. But that's the type of fun you get on the drive, and salute Nick Russo. Who caused all that. I'm putting the blame on
Are you
Nick
saying
Russo.
Salute or blame?
Yeah, I'm putting the blame on Nick Russo for that. But salute to the boys on the drive. They'll be up in like 30 minutes.
That's right. And so I need them to go and get their bowel movements handled right now.
Hey, they might have the conversation around 155 with y'all. So I dip out by that time. All right, it's the Mixtape and the Loop, Sports Radio 610, Figgy holding it down on a Thursday. I want to ask you this, Lopez, because you're the one with the kids, and I'm sure you had to go through stages where you had to help the kids with the homework and all that. So it's a lady on TikTok that's kind of going viral, And it's a lot of mixed reviews on this, but it's a lady by the name of Lottie. She's from Arizona. She confessed on TikTok that she occasionally completes her children's homework when they become too frustrated or tired. And she said while she empathized that her kids generally handle most of their assignments independently and perform well in school, she admit to stepping in whenever they focus starts to go all over the place. And a lot of people was getting pushback on this. It was kind of mixed.
Mm-hmm.
But where do you stand? Have you ever helped your kid just do your kids' homework? Go over there, I got it.
I think this is a great question, great topic. I've finished it for them, but you've got to at least hey, it's 10:30 at night and they're getting up early and I got to work. I finished it for them, but not regularly, because I always started out with like trying to get, well, back in the day, you know, they're adults now, but trying to get them to understand what is happening, the concept, the routine, what the lesson is. And then, like I said, sometimes when it got late, I was like, just go to bed. Done it. Dude, finished it. But not a lot.
What kind of homework was it?
I don't remember, but yeah, not very often. But I think most parents could probably empathize with that. But you want them to do it. But sometimes it's just like, all right, I think you got this. Let's just finish it, and you can work on it tomorrow.
How old are the children we're talking about here again? Did you say? I apologize if I missed that.
Let me check and see. They did not say. They did not say how old they were. I do think that kind of matters, too,
mm-hmm.
because, if it's like high school or something like that.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Mine was late elementary project. Say fourth through sixth grade, you know, something like that. There was one famous one. They had to do one of those. I don't know what they're called, but where you drop like a marble on the top of this structure that they built, and it has to go through.
Oh, like a Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Why do I remember that?
Yeah, I actually had fun doing that because I never did that when I was in school, like helping them with it. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you was out here having fun instead of letting your babies learn. Of course, I can't knock
you. What if we put a ramp here?
Because you've got lawyers and everything. Yeah. Like they you end up winning.
Oh, they all did great, man. Yeah.
So I can't even make fun of you for it. Damn it. I guess at a certain age, because I also, my natural inclination is be like, no, you shouldn't do that. But I know we all kind of cut corners in places that we shouldn't a lot of times.
Especially around bedtime.
But so I feel like just once you get to a certain age, they're going to have to take these zeros or whatever in these grades and then learn the consequences of it. But I guess early on, you can't fight all those battles.
Yeah, that's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, I'll get you guys out of here on this. I got two stories right here. I'm going to let y'all pick which one y'all want me to roll with, and I'll just say the other one for Friday.
Okay.
So I got a story about a dirty grandpa, not dirty in a way, but kind of a slime ball dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Probably need to go to prison.
Oh, my
dirty.
Gosh.
Wow, prison?
Probably so, for what
goodness
he did.
Goodness gracious.
And then I got a story about a deadbeat dad.
I want to hear the prison. Probably should go to prison. What do you want to hear?
The Dirty Grandpa?
Yeah.
Reggie, which one you want to hear?
I guess that one.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, but yeah.
Okay, so I go with this one. And this is about a guy who's pretty much a chairman of a North Carolina County Board elections, mm-hmm. who was charged with allegedly drugging ice cream with cocaine.
Oh, my God.
What?
Justin, to our newsroom, court documents show a Surrey County Board of Elections chairman was arrested after allegedly putting drugs into his granddaughter's Dairy Queen blizzards. What? Police say 66-year-old James Yokely flagged down an officer after his granddaughters found pills in their ice cream. But then investigators say surveillance video showed he was the one who put the pills there. Police say the pills tested positive for illegal narcotics. Investigators confirmed the children did not ingest the pills. Yokely is now charged with food contamination and felony child abuse.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad.
Yeah, I don't know how that ended part got there, but
I don't wonder.
Yeah.
Now
cocaine in the ice cream.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Straight to jail.
That's just horrible.
Directly straight to jail.
Yeah. Don't collect $200.
Was he just trying to like sue or something? Like they did it, you know, how people do that sometimes. Oh, there's a roach in my food, and they put it in there.
I don't know what he was trying to do, but what are you doing, man?
Yeah, straight to jail.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But your think about the babies. Good what gracious. You doing, man?
Yeah.
Like, this is because, you know, at Halloween, people, oh, man, don't let the kids eat everything. Because they might, and I'm always like, who are these people that are taking the money that they spent
on
these narcotics and putting them in the candy? And I'm like, apparently this guy.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought about, because we used to always be careful. Halloween, they're going to be putting.
Oh, everybody.
They're going to put crack in the Reese's Pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, man, who is wasting money by doing that?
Yeah.
But apparently you got fools like this, and he definitely should go to jail for this.
Yeah.
This is wild, man.
That is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you can't. Yeah, it's straight to jail. I'm sorry. That's all I got. I wish I had more for you.
Yeah.
I can't. No, I can't abide that.
I will say the story for tomorrow about the deadbeat dad.
All right.
Who faked his death.
I hope it's better.
I'm like, I was like, I kind of need to
I have higher hopes for that.
I need to juxtapose these guys because what did you, and he's the grand, what was he planning to get out of this?
Exactly.
I have no idea, man. Like, it's one thing to just be doing it for a random kid or something. You're doing it to your own grandbaby?
Exactly.
I do love that. B. Scott, a number of hours later, about an hour later from our confessions text, if I have no sympathy. If your clothes lock the door.
Talk about Figgy.
Talk about Figgy showing up at one. So if you missed it, and I'll mention this real quick before we go to break. Figgy, yesterday you said?
Yeah, it was actually this weekend. It was Saturday night. It was around 11:22-ish. I just got back from Galveston working an event. And I said, you know what, Wingstop, let me run over here and get some Wingstop. And walked in, they looked at me like I had three heads. And all the chairs was up, and you could tell they was cleaning up. And she said, hey, did you order on the app? I said, no, I just walked in. Said, oh, I'm sorry, we're not taking any more orders now. We stopped taking orders at 11.
And B. Scott's like, the hell you did.
No, I kind of feel like if you close, you got to close the doors.
Yeah.
Unless you're wasting on somebody to come pick up the order, the app order or something like that.
Right.
Just lock the door, man.
Yeah, got to do that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things over to the fellas to drive. But before we get there, a couple of people have started putting out or have talked about their predictions for what the Texans will have, their record will look like. Are they hating? Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.